We check in with Coach Michelle Jacob and Michigan Tech Soccer as they open up their season this weekend at home. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, we're excited because everybody is buzzing about this soccer team after the playoffs last year, and I know you guys cannot wait to get this thing going. Tell us a little bit about the preseason, Coach, and how the women are ready to go for this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we've been a couple weeks in now with preseason. We had a couple scrimmages. We've been doing a lot of two-a-days. The girls are looking great. I think, with the success from last year, I think it was great motivation for us. They want to continue to get better and do better and represent Michigan Tech well. So they've been working hard, and it's exciting. We're super excited to start our season off at home against two really good teams. The girls are definitely looking forward to Friday and Sunday.
Coach, talk about the first senior class having graduated and having to fill those roles. How's that gone in the off season? Trying to find players to replace, seniors like Lindsay Van Roy and those types who have really been the program for the last 4 years.
We definitely can't replace those seniors, the ones that started this program, but we did make some great additions to the team. And, last year we brought in a big group of freshmen, so that way they would have a year under their belt, before we lost that big group. And then this year we added three new freshmen. Returning 20 players is it's a great thing. I think that they all have a lot of experience now. A lot of the freshmen from last year have played quite a bit of time. So, I think that I feel pretty good at where we're at right now with the players that we have. I think we're doing some things that it took us a little bit longer to do last year with such a new group. So I think that, we're off and running and we're trying to, continue to advance our game.
You got your first four matches at home with Winona State starting on Friday, 5 o'clock. Talk about the schedule a little bit.
Yeah, our schedule this year is great. We've got a bunch of home games. We don't have to travel quite as much. So, we've got, for non-conference, we're playing Winona, St. Cloud, and then Crookston. And then we get right into our season with our conference schedule. So always a tough schedule. There's never really any easy games. And, you always have to show up for every game and be prepared and ready to go. And nobody wants to lose. So I'm guessing we'll have a lot of battles out there.
Coach Michelle Jacob from the Michigan Tech soccer team is with us. Coach, for those of us who love watching Michigan Tech soccer when you guys are at home, what are there any different styles that we might see or any different players that might catch our eye a little bit more out there?
They'll all catch your eye. I think we've got such a solid group this year. I think we're fortunate because we can sub players in, and the quality of what we're doing doesn't decrease at all. We've just got such a great group of girls. You're going to see from us another very aggressive attack. We want to go forward and take some shots and obviously try to score goals. So you'll see us being very offensive as usual out there.
Coach, you're very reluctant to talk about individual players. Obviously, I believe in the team concept. How does that go with the team? Obviously, there's players that fulfill different roles, but are you constantly working with the team to just fulfill their role and moving players from maybe one position they might be comfortable in to one that maybe they're not more comfortable in?
Yeah, we have moved some players around, to fill the needs of the team. I think that we're fortunate because we have so many players that can play different positions and do them well, and we spend, quite a bit of time on getting the players to understand what each other's roles are in the event that we do have to move them. And, just from an efficiency standpoint out on the field, it helps, understanding kind of what the plan is and what we're trying to do out there. So they've done, they've done well. You'll see some familiar faces out there, Lexi playing forward for us. We get Janelle back this year. She had an injury last year, so she wasn't able to play a lot, but she'll be one in the midfield that you'll get to see. Annie, and we can talk about some individual players. At the end of the day, I think that our team is just again a solid group. that we can do a lot of different things with, and we can try, you know, to be a little bit creative, and that's what we're doing out there. You know, I think with our forwards and their mobility and positions and everything, you know, just because we have a center forward doesn't mean she stays in the center the whole time, and so I think that kind of causes a little havoc for other teams' defense, and again, allows us to get some shots off and hopefully put the ball in the back of the net.
How about some of the team goals that you guys have laid out for this year?
Again, to continue to improve, we always want to be, you know, at the top of the conference. We want to win the conference. We want to be in the tournament, and you know, we'd love to get back into that NCAA tournament and continue to, you know, progress how far we've gone. So those are obvious kind of goals, I think. And then, you know, the team has some individual goals and some goals for each other that they kind of self-imposing. But, you know, I see them working hard not only to improve themselves, but, you know, just improve the team in general.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend. It's very cool that you guys open up at home, and like Wes was saying, many of your first quarter of your games four are at home, including this weekend, starting on the 5th, which is Friday, and that'll be Winona State coming to visit Michigan Tech at Sherman Field. It is a 5 o'clock start. Then on Sunday, they will take on St. Cloud State University. That is a noon start on Sunday, and I think most Sunday games are noon starts for Michigan Tech, so you can kind of get that in your head, and Michigan Tech soccer opening up their season at home this weekend. Coach Jacob, nice to have you back on the air with us, and we're looking forward to the weekend. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Glad to be back.
All right, Coach Michelle Jacob from the Michigan Tech soccer team right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.